This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Morning, and welcome to Friday. You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay on 104.7 FM, 1431 AM, streaming across the world at www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. I'm Big Daddy. I'll be here until 9 o'clock this morning playing the music that you love to hear, keeping you up to date with what's going on at Radio Hawke's Bay, having a bit of a squeeze at the papers as well. What else is coming your way? Well, at 9 o'clock this morning is Community Roundup. I'll talk today to Labour MP Stuart Nash, National Party candidate Katie Nimmin. We've got some book reviews with Lou from Wardian Books and Mayor's Sandra Hazelhurst and Alex Walker. Keep us up to date with what's happening in their towns. Between 10 and midday, it's Easy Jazz with John Redman, Food for Life with Heather Barrow. Winter's on its way. Yes, it is, and Heather's chatting all about staying well during winter. Mother Knows Least at 12:30, and today's topic for discussion is, what is it? It's the effects that disasters, like we've just been through and still are in, are having on our children. Got a bit of a special for you at 1 o'clock Community Corner. We had a chat with a Kiwi expat living in the USA. It was our pleasure to talk today to Michelle Harwood Lang about empowering yourself and others. How she did it. Fabulous chat, actually. Some Kiwi music for you at 1:30. Starry Nights, where we explore the night sky with Gary Sparks at 2 o'clock. And at 2:30, it's the Law Lady, talking about tenancy and family violence. The Rainbow Perspective with Bree is on at 3 o'clock. Some blues for you at 4. And the Magical World of Operetta with Bruce Murray at 5 o'clock. Crikey. Something for everyone. By the way, it's St. Patrick's Day too. Got some facts and trivia all about St. Patrick's Day coming your way before 9 o'clock on Radio Hawke's Bay. Station that puts you on air and has been doing so since 1995. Let's get this show on the road with a bit of bubble gum just for you, Nat. You can't beat it, can you? That bubblegum genre of music. I love it. It's good, easy sing-along sound to it. Sound of the 60s there, by the way, with the Fruit Gum Company. Today is St. Patrick's Day. And did you know, that St. Patrick didn't wear green? Nah, he didn't. His colour was St. Patrick's blue. The colour green became associated with St. Patrick's Day after it was linked to the Irish independence movement in the late 18th century. There you go. That's the good thing about listening to community radio. You learn something every day. called Molly Malone. Just a reminder for you that Watties have announced two more dates for its Family Fun Day events in Hawke's Bay. The events will take place at Napier's Anderson Park this Sunday, March the 19th, and at Cornwall Park in Hastings on Sunday, March the 23rd from 1 until 4. Did you know that last weekend's event at Flaxmere Park was attended by 1,500 people and included a bouncy castle, face painting, and free food? And that's what it's going to be all about too for the next two weekends. Good on you, Watties. Always something good happening in Hawke's Bay, isn't there? 11 minutes past eight. Here's Tony Christie, and he did what he did for Maria.
Sunrise, this is the last day that I'll ever see. Out in the courtyard, they're ready for me, but I go to my Lord with no fear, 'cause I did what I did for Maria. With the sun going down, all the windows were barred, there was no one around, for they knew that I'd come with my hand on my gun and revenge in my heart for Maria, my dearest departed Maria. Take an eye for an eye and a life for a life, and somebody must die for the death of my wife. Yes, I did what I did for Maria. I did what I did for Maria. Laughter echoed across from the end of the street. There was the man I was burning to meet, and my mind was so calm and so clear as I took my revenge for Maria. And he fell to the ground, raising dust all around, but I knew he was dead long before he went down. It was quick, it was clean, made it easy on him, which is more than he did for Maria, when he did what he did to Maria. Take an eye for an eye and a life for a life, and somebody must die for the death of my wife. Yes, I did what I did for Maria. I did what I did for Maria. Sunrise, this is the last day that I'll ever see. Out in the courtyard, they're ready for me, but I go to my Lord with no fear, 'cause I did what I did for Maria. Take an eye for an eye and a life for a life, and somebody must die for the death of my wife. Yes, I did what I did for Maria. I did what I did for Maria. Take an eye for an eye and a life for a life, and somebody must die for the death of my wife. Yes, I did what I did for Maria. I did what I did for Maria.
Song all about revenge. Tony Christie, he did what he did for Maria. Now, here's a thought for you, and you've probably done it yourself. You're driving around, you're looking for some place, and you automatically reach over and turn the radio down so you can concentrate on, you know, what you're looking for. Well, apparently loud sounds can hijack our attention and interfere with the brain's visual processing, which is why you might turn the music down in the car when you're looking for an address or a parking spot. There you go. There's an answer for everything out there, isn't there?
Little children, you better not tell on me. children, you better tell what you see. And if you're good, I'll give you candy and a quarter if you're quiet like you ought to be. And keep the secret with me. I wish they would go away, little children. Now why'd you playing outside? I'm asking you, you can't fool me, 'cause I'm gonna know if you hide. And try to peep, I'm gonna treat you to a movie. Stop your giggling, children, do be nice, like little sugars and spice. You saw me kissing your sister, saw me holding her hand. But if you snitch to your mother, your father won't understand. I wish they would take a nap, little children. Now why don't you go bye-bye?
All the way from Germany, that's the Goombay Dance Band. I love that song. And before that, we had Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas with Little Children. Just a reminder that the Napier Tech Band will be entertaining shoppers on Emerson Street on Saturday, the 18th of March. That, by the way, is tomorrow. And they'll be there between 11 and 12. You'll spot them in their red jackets on the corner of Emerson and Market Street in Napier. You get to sing along to Surfing USA, Daydream Believer and Mamma Mia, and tap your toes to the energetic beat of Lord of the Dance and Zoot Suit Riot. Under the Boardwalk features a brass solo, and Moon River showcases the alto saxophone. So there you are. Put it in your diary. It's on tomorrow between 11 and midday, corner of Emerson Street and Market Street in Napier. Here's a bit of Roy Orbison for you. A song all about California blue.
Working all day and the sun don't shine, trying to get by, and I'm just killing time. I feel the rain fall the whole night through, far away from you. California blue, California blue, dreaming all alone, nothing else to do. California blue, every day I pray. Get back again.
Roy Orbison there with a song called California Blue. I was expecting something else to happen right then and there, but it didn't. So let's get back into the music while I fix up that little problem. It's King of Rock and Roll.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
As a broadcaster, we adhere to the Broadcasting Standards Authority rules. If you wish to make a formal complaint about something you've heard on Radio Hawke's Bay, then you must send your complaint in writing to the manager at Radio Hawke's Bay, 6 bar 302 Hastings Street North, Hastings, or email kelly@radiohawkesbay.org.nz. This must be done within 20 working days of the broadcast. If you're dissatisfied with the outcome, you can refer your complaint to the Broadcasting Standards Authority. To find out more about this formal complaints process, go to their website, bsa.govt.nz.
I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again. Well, yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. Yes, I paid the price, but look how much I gained. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong. It only serves to make me more determined to achieve. stronger, not a novice any longer, 'cause you deepen the conviction in my soul. Oh yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. Yes, I pay the price, but look how much I gain. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong,
strong.
I am invincible.
Helen Reddiata, 1972, with her number one song, I Am Woman. The song became an anthem for the women's liberation movement. Helen Reddy, sadly no longer with us, passed away in 2020 at the age of 78. But will be remembered for generations to come with fabulous songs just like that. Weather today is going to be cloudy with occasional rain, heading for a high. Ooh, that's a good one. 26 degrees, love it. Tomorrow, a few showers. They will clear on the Arvo, 24, 23 on Sunday with some showers. And on Monday, looking pretty much the same, a few showers with 25 degrees. You're tuned to Radio Hawke's Bay, the station that puts you on air. 26 and a half minutes to nine, heading towards the new sport and weather.
Looking through at yesterday, all my life thrown away. Keep searching for the same old clue. How can I get to you?
Cast your spell upon me one more time. I wanna be your magic woman touch. Cast your spell upon me one more time. I wanna feel your magic woman touch.
I know there's been a change in me.
Ask me why, I don't know.
My friends no longer speak to me.
Pass me by, I don't know. Feel your magic woman touch.
Cast your spell upon me one
more time. I wanna feel your magic woman touch.
I've made up my mind on what I'm gonna do. This feeling inside,
making it alright, making it alright, making it alright with me. Yes, you spell upon me. One more time, I wanna feel your magic woman touch.
Hollies and Magic Woman Touch. Just a bit of a reminder for you that the Hawke's Bay Farmers Market has temporarily moved to Civic Square in Hastings for around about 4 weeks at this stage, while the Tamawana Showgrounds are being used as the Civil Defence Hub and Distribution Centre. And I will keep you up to date with when it gets back to where it used to be. Today, by the way, is St. Patrick's Day. And despite his Irish notoriety, St. Patrick wasn't Irish. No, he wasn't. He was British. He was born to Roman parents in Scotland or Wales in the late 4th century, quite a while ago. And according to Irish legend, St. Patrick used the shamrock as a metaphor for the Holy Trinity when he was first introducing Christianity to Ireland. Did you know that? Voice of Karen Carpenter there. Bit of a haunting voice, really, in a way. Superstar was the name of the song. Coming your way at 9.05 after the news, sport and weather, it's Community Roundup, where today we talk to Labour MP Stuart Nash, National Party candidate Katie Nimmin. We've got some book reviews with Lou from Wardini Books, and we have a chat with Mayors Sandra Hazelhurst and Alex Walker, who keep us up to date with what's happening in their towns. Between 10 and midday, it's Easy Jazz with John Ribbon, 2 hours of it. If you'd like John to play you a song, all you got to do is call him up, 8788710. And this evening on Radio Hawke's Bay at 5 o'clock, the magical world of operetta with Bruce Murray. Between 6 and 8, it's the Voice of Kāinga Pacifica Services live to air program that's dedicated to eliminating family violence in our communities. And then between 8 and 11, Samoana, 3 hours of Samoan news, views, and music. And then at 11 tonight, it's the Friday Night Blues, a program that comes to us courtesy of Arrow FM, one of our sister access stations. There are 12 of us across New Zealand. And the Friday Night Blues is a trip through the wonderful world of the blues. Today, by the way, is National Corn, Beef and Cabbage Day. Yum. Corn beef sandwich would be nice. First heard it back in 1983, Mike Oldfield and Maggie Reilly, Moonlight Shadow. It's a cracker of a song, isn't it? A big song too, got to number one in a whole bunch of countries. Number three on the charts here in New Zealand. Just a bit of a reminder that from the 20th, that's next week, it's National Awareness Week for CAB, Citizens Advice. And Citizens Advice Bureau Hastings and Napier are currently celebrating CAB Awareness Week. Well, it will be next week from Monday. And they provide information and support across, well, just about everything. They're currently looking for volunteers with great listening skills, a love of learning, and just 3 to 4 hours to give each week. If this sounds like you, you want to volunteer for CAB, help someone out, give them an email. And the email address is, it's pretty simple, hastings@cab.org.nz or Napier cab.org.nz. Or you can pick up the phone and give them a call. I know that's too much information to process at the time of the morning, so if you wanted to call us at the station here, 8788710, we will give you all that information again, including the phone numbers.
Finding inspiration, I knew you'd find me crying. Tell those girls with rifles for mines that their jokes don't make me laugh. They only make me feel like dying in unguarded moments. Long between mirages, I knew you'd find me drinking. Tell those men with horses for hearts that their jibes don't make me bleed. They only make me feel like shrinking in unguarded moments. Without a meaning, I knew you'd find me leaving. Tell those friends with cameras for eyes that their hands don't make me hang. They only make me feel like breathing in unguarded moments, in unguarded moments, in unguarded. In an unguarded moment, in an unguarded moment, in an unguarded moment.
Ozzy Rocks the Church out of 1981, a song that was a top 20 hit for them right here in New Zealand. And it was called Unguarded Moment, in case you didn't manage to work it out. And just one more, a bit of trivia for you about St. Patrick's Day. Did you know that St. Patrick, well, his name wasn't Patrick. No, it wasn't. His name, his real name was, I presume I'm going to say it correctly, it was Maywin Suckett. M-A-E-W-Y-N. And S-U-C-C-A-T for a surname. But he changed his name to Patricius after becoming a priest. There you go. Did you know that? Let's stay in Australia for the next song. It's Mental as Anything with a song called Live It Up. 9 minutes to nine, heading towards the news. Sound of the 80s there with Mental as Anything and a song called Liver, that which took them to number two on the charts in their home country of Australia. Don't forget, coming your way today, 14 fabulous programs either made right here in our community. Also, part two is from our sister access stations from across New Zealand. And if you like a bit of operetta, well, we've got you covered between 5 and 6. The Magical World of Operetta with Bruce Murray. There you go. Couple of songs to go. Here's one of them.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you tomorrow. You remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm kissing the lips I am missing, and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving.
close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving
way back in 63, that's the Beatles, John Paul, George and Ringo, and All My Lovin'. Don't forget to stay tuned because coming up after the new sport, and we've got Community Roundup, something in there for you, that's for sure. Going to finish on a song with Mark Knopfler, and remember, whatever you do for the rest of this day, make sure you have some fun. See ya.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.